today the church celebrates Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 16, verses 5 to 11. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. Sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." When the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will show the world how wrong it was about sin, about who was in the right, and about judgment. Those who approved of Jesus being crucified thought he must have been a sinner to have died in the way he did, for this form of death showed that God had judged him. They believed they were right to put him to death, for leading Israelites astray from the law of Moses. Obviously, we consider their judgments completely mistaken. Jesus was not a sinner. He was not judged by God. His judges and executioners were not in the right. What an enormous incongruence between God's perception and human perception. The one whom God looked upon as a beloved son, others looked upon as a sinner. The one whom God sent was considered by others as condemned by God. The Sanhedrin were completely wrong. Human judgments can be very much off target. We need to keep seeking God's perspective, to see others as God sees them. It's the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, who gives us God's perspective. It is He who enables us to see as God sees, to know as God knows, to be wise as God is wise. That is why we need the Holy Spirit to keep filling the hearts of the faithful.